Welcome back to the world's loudest podcast. I'm Mike W.
And I'm Mike T. You sound super enthusiastic.
I'm faking it. I ate a bad pickle.
Yeah.
I just got done telling Mike for like 10 minutes. I'm trying to get rid of the nausea from the rancid pickle bite I just took.
First off, I hate pickles with a passion. Like, I don't even like to look at them. I'm feeling like those cats in those videos where you put like a cucumber next to them and they jump. When you freaking put a pickle next to me, I'm the exact same way. I can't smell them. I can't look at them. So I can only imagine what a rancid pickle is like.
Disgusting.
Yeah, I'm sure it's gross. A fresh pickle is gross.
No, it's delicious. And it's funny. I thought of you tonight. So you can take a bow.
Okay.
I thought of you tonight because if you're new to the podcast or new to the Dead Slide Coffee community, I had this surgery. They removed most of my stomach like 4.5 weeks ago, and I've had zero appetite. So, lost some weight, not eating, and I finally had my first craving. I was told I haven't eaten anything, and you know what it was? I said, I want anything with vinegar in it, and I know Mike T would frown.
Yep, frown.
I love vinegar.
That's a huge no.
Mustard, ketchup, love it. You know what even great? You take ketchup, some malt vinegar, a little hot sauce, mix that bitch. Delicious.
The only thing vinegar is good for is...
dying eggs.
No, making sure your coffee pot's clean. That's it.
I think I say dying Easter eggs.
No, dying Easter eggs. No.
You got to put the paws in. Give me that purple egg. Yeah. No, I love vinegar, man. I love that salt and vinegar chips. I gave Mike T.
Oh, no.
A voodoo chip from Zapp's potato chips. I gave him a voodoo chip, which has like every single one of their flavors rolled into one. And we're all hammered, but that sobered Mike up in one crisp bite.
Like I had no idea that I was going to taste vinegar. You just said, here, try these. You tricked me. You bamboozled me.
It wasn't me. It was Shanoa.
Oh, well, she bamboozled me.
I would not do that to you. I know you don't like that.
I don't think that she knew that I didn't like it.
No, because she's a sweetheart.
Yeah. She never would have offered that to me had she known. I was like, oh, chips.
Yeah, and when you're drunk, you know, you just like Hulk smash.
Yeah, and yeah, of course. And I love chips. So I obliged. And I took a big handful, too. I just shoved them right in my drunk mouth. And I took one bite. I'm just like, that's vinegar.
That's vinegar. I like that very much.
That's vinegar. And I ran to the railing and...
You know, it was terrible. First of all, we were in an Airbnb, and Mike like spits the vinegar. He's like, it was hilarious, and he's just like, yeah, that's a no. And then the woman, the next day, you know, she cleaned it up, and Chuck's like, sorry about that. That's okay, sweetie. We're in an Airbnb, just like, listen, I like vinegar chips. Back. that's Mike's response. I don't care. I don't like them. You tricked me.
Yeah, you tricked me. You tricked me, so I spit it over the ledge. I'm sorry, I had to sweep them up, but back.
Played it like a fiddle. You thought it was like a cheddar chip, but it was...
I did. Like, I even just thought it was just like a regular salty...
It looks barbecue. It looks like a barbecue
chip.
Yeah,
like I just didn't know, and I was like, oh, chips, man, because I love chips. And especially if you have like a sandwich with it. Oh, it's great. Or like a hoagie.
Or my dip.
Or your dip. Incredible, that dill dip. I love chips, but not with, but not when there's vinegar on it. You know, just like, oh, it's a vinegar chip. No, I'm spitting it.
Yeah, no bueno. No bueno. So anyway, let's talk about some Dead Slide Coffee news, what we've been doing, what's been going on with us this morning. You know, I haven't been able to have caffeine, God forbid, and I had my first like real caffeinated coffee cup this morning of the cold brew, and I drank it, and it was delicious, and then I realized a lot more caffeine than the regular coffee, and that was probably a bad decision today.
Yeah, there's a lot more caffeine in our cold brew. This morning on the way to work, I was chugging it down, but before I left, I chugged normally I just fill up my I fill up like a freaking tumbler, and I just bring it to work with me. But this morning, I filled up the tumbler and I chugged it, then I filled it up again, and then I left for work. So like by the time I got to work, I had like three more sips. I'm just sitting there. I'm like, uh-oh. I'm a little jittery, you know, like my I was typing an email out and it started like I talk, you know what I mean, like I stuttered to begin with, but like my fingers were actually stuttering this morning. It was brutal.
A race.
Yeah,
it's like a stress test. You just gulp down a gallon of cold brew and just hook me up the electrodes and see what happens.
Yeah, so like those of you that are addicted to cold brew or addicted to caffeine over taste of coffee, just get the cold brew and you get a great taste and you get your caffeine jolt.
Yeah, the taste is fantastic.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's one of the few that I drink black.
You know, that's kind of cool, and that's what I was going to say, is that we had three pop-up shops this past weekend, and Mike T, insert applause here, did his first pop-up shop.
Yes, I did.
Winning.
At the JC Pride in Jersey City.
We were at the Jersey City Pride Fest, and we sold a lot of cold brew.
A lot of cold brew. A lot of Draven cold brew.
A lot of Draven cold brew.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. I had a great time. I enjoyed talking to everyone and mingling and mixing. And I love having conversations with people. And I didn't realize how much I loved it until, I mean, I always enjoy like mingling with people and talking and whatnot. But in regards to what we do at a pop-up shop, I never realized that I would love it as much as I loved it.
You know, once we're set up and we're interacting with the people, it's fantastic.
Right.
Like, I love doing Trenton Punk Rock. So if any of the Trenton Punk Rock people are listening, listen, we love coming there. We love the oddities. It's just fun. And this was the first we did Bash Fest. You know, I love these little pop-up stores that we do. We had our tent and all of our stuff and the people. One in particular, I met this person, Vincent. He loved the cold brew. Vincent, if you're listening, thumbs up. And then Karen, they bought cold brew. She bought cold brew, left it on the table. And we're shipping it out. It's in the mail to them. So hopefully they get it and they enjoy it as well. And it was fun. You're right. It's cool to see the different types of people that come over, the different questions you get, different reactions from people. The interaction is unique. It's something that we don't get in the day-to-day of the mail order business. But it was a long day, Mike.
It was a long day. And, you know, like by the end of the day, my back was a little sore. My ankles were a little fucked up. But I'm just like,
it was all good.
It was all good. I had a great time. Like, I love talking with the people and just having conversations. And I just had fun with you and D and, you know, running into the bar every now and again, getting a shot of J-Mo.
Hey. A lot of people love the tea as well. The our Kentucky bourbon tea, our nightshade deep. And what I was going to say, in the beginning, there was a parade went by, so we had to be there early to set up. A parade goes by, and then there's a dude, and I lean over to Mike, and then I lean over to Dean, and I said, I recognize that dude. Who is that dude? And why is he stopping every 2 seconds for people taking photographs? Remember I told you that?
Yeah.
And he had it looked like bodyguards with him, so it turns out they were Secret Services, and that was the governor of New Jersey. And I'm like, isn't he in some movie? I'm a total knucklehead. Was he in Goodfellas?
Well, we knew he was somebody. And obviously, me being from Pennsylvania, I could care less who the governor of New Jersey is. And I had no idea what he even looked like. So, but the way that he was stopping every other person and taking a picture, I knew that he was somebody.
He was doing the politician kissing babies.
Correct. I just didn't pinpoint it. I was like, yeah, I'm like, he's somebody. I just have no idea who he is.
Then he like stopped in front of our booth and said, have a great show, guys. And I'm like, who the fuck are you? I'm like, thanks, person we don't know. Yeah,
thank you. Thank you, old gray-haired Biden brother.
Yeah, thank you.
Looks like Joe Biden's brother.
Vaguely recognizable older cat.
Yeah.
Stupid. I should recognize him. Freaking governor.
I mean,
I'd recognize Arnold Schwarzenegger when he was governor.
Yeah, but Arnold Schwarzenegger like killed Predator, so of course.
Absolutely.
And he was Conan. Of course you're going to recognize Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Dude, he's Terminator.
He was Terminator. He was Conan.
Conan the Barbarian swinging a stick.
Killed Predator.
Destroyed Predator. He was in Twins with Danny DeVito.
Yeah, fuck.
That's Dean a wig.
But no, it was a great time.
I had a blast. It was one of those days where it was a lot of fun. At the same time, our man AC Slade and our pal Noah, they were slinging beans, doing God's work out in the oddities at Stan Mansion in Chicago. And looks like they had a great time as well. They always have a good time out there. Did you see I met Lulu the caribou?
I saw Lulu.
Lulu the caribou. So if you go to our Instagram, at Dead Slide Coffee, you can see the pictures of Lulu the caribou. And I don't know if AC and I are on there with Lulu, but...
No, the picture of Lulu is the picture of him and Noah driving.
Okay, so Lulu the caribou was in there. I think it was in our stories yesterday when I was with AC. But yeah, it was pretty wild. And as I was over at AC's house, Dez, Cadena came out. I'm trying to drink at the same time to get rid of that pickle. Dude, that pickle is a disaster. Dez was in Black Flag Misfits, and he comes out, and he was like, "Hey, Dead Sled Coffee." Like, and he has this conversation with Coffee, and then he just ends the conversation and walks away. And I said to Dave, I said, our life is very strange. Very strange. But he was all about the Dead Sled Coffee.
Yeah, well.
As everybody should be.
Well, it's good.
And then we also sponsored Rock to Recovery out in Los Angeles, and they were very appreciative and said it was a fantastic job by us. So applause all around. Great job for the West Coast crew for holding it down out there. Awesome. And it's hectic. And I like the fact that you got to see firsthand, you know, here, how kind of like there's a lot of moving parts. It's kind of bizarre. It's a lot of work, though, isn't it, Mike?
Yeah, I mean, it's just...
You busted your ass.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you Mike's a beast. For anybody out there, you know, I always joke around that Ace is a beast, but Mike give him a run for his money. We got two beasts. We got two beasts of burden.
I mean, when things got to get done, they got to get done.
That's it.
But it's not that it is hard work. There's no doubt about it. But sometimes it's more of a logistical nightmare that makes it harder work, right? It's just...
Those outdoors ones when you need to bring your own...
This particular one, yeah. Well, like this particular one, we had to bring a tent. We couldn't pull up to where our tent was, so we had to park in the middle of a disaster. Like, we had to get there like 2-3 hours early, but people were already there. You know what I mean? Like, just patrons were already there walking around. So it was tough to drive around a little bit. And we had to park, I don't know, what do you say, 50 yards, 60 yards away from where we were?
It was a really good Saquon Barkley run.
Correct. And we had to walk all the stuff there, walk it back, walk it there, walk it back to my vehicle, park there. Thank goodness we fit everything in my vehicle. But,
and then normally, I like that, though. You know that, Mike. Normally, we don't have the tables or
correct.
The tent.
But then we had to find parking, which parking, you know, driving takes 15 minutes to get to, but walking it's like 7 minutes, you know, because there's like 38 one-way streets. But that was probably the best one for me to do first.
You did the hardest first, so when you do it the next time, you're like, oh, it's cake, fuck.
Right, 100%. And that's why that I was kind of happy that it turned out the way that it turned out. And while at the end of the night, we were all just kind of like, ugh, the wagon tipped over on me twice. Things are laying in the middle of the street.
Then it got run over.
Some asshole backed his truck up over our stuff. And he had no idea that he did it. He's probably lucky Mike and I weren't there when it happened. And
yeah, poor D was by herself. And she said, those two guys are so overtired that if they were there, they would have yanked that guy out of the truck and just beat him to death.
Actually, see, you know, that's a, I guess you could say that's a blessing in disguise that you came with me to pick up my car.
There you go, because you would have come back and was like, where's Mike W? And she's like, hey, he's in cuffs.
Yeah, he's in cuffs. So if either you or myself were there, or both of us were there, it probably would have turned way more uglier than what it was. At least our stuff wasn't broke.
That's true. I don't know how he did the whole monster truck running over it, but everything was good.
Yeah, I mean, it's just... But besides that, I had a good time and calmed down with a glass of bourbon afterwards.
That was it. We took a deep breath, exhaled, and it was all good.
And it was all good. We woke up the next day, and I felt great. Outside of the traffic I hit on the way home.
Yeah, I saw that. You were on that on Route 80, and you gave me the emoji with the tears.
Yeah, it was just I was making great time, and I wanted to get home a little earlier this time because we didn't, you know, we didn't party like we normally party. So I was up early. Felt good driving home. I had my driving munchies. I was making a great time. I was going 80, 85 the whole way. Traffic was moving great. And all of a sudden, just dead stopped. And I'm just like, this is not good. And it probably took me, I don't know, if anybody knows where the Delaware Water Gap is, that 4 to 5 mile little connection between PA and Jersey, to get through that 4 to 5 mile an hour, that 4 to 5 mile stretch, probably took me an hour, a little over an hour.
Jeez.
When I left your place, I was projected to get home by like 1-ish, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't get home until almost 3.
Ugh.
Like, that's the time I normally get home. You know, like when we put a bender in, you know, and I don't leave till noon or 1 o'clock in the afternoon. 3 o'clock is when I usually get home. And I was like, oh, man, I'm going to be home by 12:30, 1 o'clock. It's going to be awesome. I'm going to have all day to hang out and relax. I didn't get home till 3.
You know, there should be a law against doing all that road work on a Sunday.
Yeah, well, I mean, like when it came down to it, there wasn't even that much construction. It's just that it backed up at the easy pass because everybody, you know, it narrowed down to like, you know, it went from 3 to 2 and then from 2 to 1 because of construction, and people wouldn't let anybody in. But one of the worst parts is when it split back out into 2 lanes, if you have an easy pass, you stay in the left lane. If you have to pay, you get in the right lane so you can like branch off and go pay.
Right.
People that had to pay were trying to speed into the left lane to pass everybody else. But what ended up happening is they jammed it all up. So people in the right lane had an easy pass, and the people in the left lane were trying to pay. So it just was dead stop because nobody would let one another over.
Jeez.
I'm just like, dude, like, don't be wackadoo.
A little courtesy, please.
It's a 4 mile stretch. Just get in the right lane, go 40 miles an hour for a little bit. It's okay. You're going to be okay. Just make it up again. Go 80 miles an hour after you get through, back.
But you do. You roll the window down, yell at them, and then you give them a dead slug coupon card.
Yeah. It's a, hey, man, so sorry to yell, but take 15% off your next order by using Bash 15.
Or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, funny. And I saw like, this was the one time that I wish I had a motorcycle because there were motorcycles.
And zipping them out.
And they just went on right on the shoulder in a single file line and zipped in front of everybody. Woo. It's like, shit.
You know? That's aggravating sometimes, too.
I hate it.
Oh, I hate it, too.
I hate it. And I, you know, and or sometimes if they're on the road and you have some, you know, there's a big group of them, a big fake Sons of Anarchy gang, and there's like 2 of them in each lane. They won't let anybody pass, and they're all cruising at like 65 and a 70 or 60 and a 70. I'm just like, dude, come on, man. Like, I'm about to nudge you.
Yeah, you need to stop.
Yeah.
It's funny. Every time I go up there, and this is, and like, listen, you can send the hate mail to at Sir Kai. It's, I always like, I think I text you a couple times from, I always stop at that Wawa, like, before, right in the Pocono area, I guess. Right. And you always run into those just like total toolboxes, you know, with the, just like you said, just like you, they all think they're either Jacks from, yeah, Sons, or, yeah, just, and you're in the, you know, they got the motorcycle and they're all dopes. And I'm just like, dude, go away. And then you have a lot of hunters up there. You know, listen, I guess there's not much to do up there in the Hills Have Eyes.
Well, I mean, it's just a big hunting ground. You know, I mean, people come on vacation to here to hunt.
See, I always thought, you know, they went up there for like Mount Airy Lodge.
Yeah, they stay there and they hunt.
I'm not hunting rabbits if I'm in the Mount Airy Lodge.
No, I'm just saying, it's just that, you know,
that's the champagne tub, my friend.
Yeah, for sure. You know, and they freaking come here to ski during the winter. But PA has great hunting grounds. That's it. I mean, we have giant elk, we have bucks,
Lulu the caribou.
Yeah, people come here and they smoke them and they make them into jerky. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know. I'm just not a big fan of the Northeast Pennsylvania area. Although I got a whole earful that, like, when are you going back up into Mike T territory? Because that's what pals do, and he always comes here. And I'm like, well, I'll go there, but it's like Mike T's like, I love coming there because New York City's great.
New York City is great.
I come to Hoboken. It's like every time Mike sees Hoboken, I walk down the street. It's like, damn, I got to move here. This is amazing.
Every single time. Now, sometimes I will say, sometimes it is nice not to drive. It's just that there's not much here to do.
Right.
Like in my area, there really isn't. Like, you find a bar, you sit down, and you get smoked. At least in the city, you can, like, it's just different there.
You walk around. There's a million things if you want to do it.
And even if you don't, you can just walk around and get smoked in, like, Manhattan. Like, I'd rather get smoked in Manhattan than TGI Fridays in northeastern Pennsylvania.
Yeah, like, it's you cutting your lip on a broken Bud bottle.
Yeah.
At a TGI Fridays versus us sitting in, like, one of the greatest Irish bars and Jimmy Fallon coming in and doing a shot. You can't compare it.
No, you can't compare it at all. It's just, but... You know, sometimes, yeah, it's nice to not have to drive home.
Absolutely. So I will do that. I got read the ride. I said, it's not that I don't want to do it. Maybe. It's just that there's not a tremendous amount to do. Like, if we went there, we'd have to be like, dude, this is what we're doing.
That's it. You know, like, we'll go to the casino.
Exactly. Or we'll go to get thrown out of Woodlands again, like teenagers or something.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, you know, in this particular, in this direct area that I live in, you have very limited options. And that's it. You know, like, most of them are backwoods bars, savages everywhere. half the parking lot has a Confederate flag in the back of their truck. And I'm just like, dude, you probably never even been out of Pennsylvania. Like, do you,
That's what it feels like when I pull up to that Wawa. It's just like all these guys, they all look at you. It's like, dude, I just came into the wrong town.
Yeah.
And they're just like, they, you know, I definitely stand out. I don't have a gun, and I'm not on a fucking motorcycle, and I don't have a Sons of Anarchy jacket on. And I'm like, you guys probably have never lived your fucking town.
Right. And, I'm not trying to know. I was born and raised in PA. I love certain parts of Pennsylvania, and it'll always be near and dear to my heart. But if I got an opportunity to move to, like, New York tomorrow?
I'm trying, Mike. I know you're mad at me.
I'm packing boxes. What's that sound? Mike, you there?
Yeah.
Oh. Did you hear that?
No. I heard a snap, crackle, pop. I couldn't tell if it was me or you.
Oh, it sounded like gunshots. Shit.
Oh, you see? We're talking about guns, and I just got clipped.
Yeah, right? But yeah, no. I mean, you know, if I had the opportunity, I love PA, but if I had the opportunity to leave, you know, if I got a call tomorrow and was like, Mike, you got 2 weeks to get down here.
Done.
I'm gone. That's it. I'm gone. I'll do my best to try to find a place to live. I'll pack up my shit. I'll call a realtor, and I'll just, like, sell it while I'm gone. Like, this is what I want for it. Take your cut and fucking mail me a check. That's it.
Love it.
And I'm gone. Like, I wouldn't even think twice. I have nothing, you know, there's nothing really keeping me here. You know, that's the thing.
We wish you were here, because it would be so much better for... Just life in general. If you were close to us,
well, it'd be good for life. It'd be better for dead sled business too. Not that the business isn't already good. It's just that
when you close, be even better.
If I was close, it would just be different. You know, it would just, communication would be better. As far as, you know, we could meet instead of text. You know, have conversation. You know, it's just different.
Now, speaking of dead sled, we should probably talk about this. Now, we're not going to tell everybody all the stuff that's coming out. So we do have, it looks like we have 4 coffees coming out before the end of the year. We have 4 months left, 4 coffees coming out, correct?
Yeah, September, October, November, December. Yep. I just sort of had to count on my finger, like fingers like a fourth grader.
Yeah, if you take your shoes and socks off, you can count to 12. So stupid. So we will tell you now the first one, and we're going to do a whole pre-order for this, I believe, and we're going to do a whole video. It's coming out. We're going to do like a live feed, but we can't tell them all. We'll just tell the first, right?
Yeah, just the first one.
So we're going to do an official Vampira coffee, and it's going to smoke. And it's a single origin Mexican blend. It is from the Vampira State. It is going to be the official coffee of Vampira. And there's 2 others that are going to come out that are just 3 others. 2 in the same genre, just like, I'm very excited over this whole thing, obviously. But I can't wait. I can't wait to, the coffee's fantastic. The packaging's fantastic. There's some other things we're going to release with it, but it's so exciting being able to work with the Vampira State and being able to bring that to everybody. So, awesome. Can't wait.
Yeah, no.
And you saw the bag, right?
No, it's awesome. Like, I fucking saw the bag, and when I saw the bag, I was like, jeez. I was like, that thing smells. I mean, it's just beautiful, folks. It really is. I mean, it just looks awesome. Like, even if, I don't care if you don't like coffee. The bag is just, it's an incredible decorative piece, man. I mean, the coffee inside of it.
Fans will buy it just to put it on the shelf.
Correct. I mean, the actual quality of the coffee itself is second to none. And we'll, like, announce where it's from and the region of the world that it's from once it comes closer to time to launch.
I just did. But it's okay.
Oh, did you?
I did.
Oh, I didn't hear you. Well, anyways, it's a Mexican origin.
Yeah, single origin Mexican one.
Yeah, it's a single origin Mexican coffee. So, you know, we've never done a coffee from that region yet. We're very excited about it. It couldn't be a better coffee to, you know, rep them. And just the bag itself, I'm telling you, like, I can't wait to hang it on my shelf.
I can't either.
I mean, I'm just going to set a bag on my shelf for, like, forever.
That's it.
It's awesome. And, yeah, no, we're very excited about that, about that Vampira. And after that, we have three more, but we'll focus one at a time. So,
yeah. One at a time. Yeah. And the other thing, too, we should – and when I was talking about The Hills Have Eyes before, and this is a plug for our pals over at Waxworks. I'm sorry, Fright Rags and Waxworks. But I saw that they have a Hills Have Eyes shirt on Fright Rags. So if you go to Fright Rags and you want to rip Mike T's region of the world, I was howling when I saw those. I was like, dude, I got to buy that for Mike T. Would Mike T wear that? Is that offensive to Mike T?
I would 100% wear that shirt. So, okay. So my birthday is just a few months away.
So there you go.
What's that?
Plug for those guys. Go check out Fright Rags and buy a Hills Have Eyes shirt. Or send it to Mike T for his birthday.
There you go. I'm an XL, ladies and gentlemen.
And as I was saying, Waxwork, too, it's an honor to be working with them. We're doing, first of all, if you don't know Waxwork's record, I bought the Beetlejuice record for AC for his birthday last year. And I bought some stuff for Turtles, and I bought him the Turtles. And I bought a couple other ones. I think I bought the Warriors one for Snopes.
They don't know who that is either.
For a friend of ours. sorry. I'm talking like you all know who our circle of friends are. So I bought some records for our friends. But they do a great job of taking soundtracks from either horror movies or certain movies, and they remaster them, and they put out these. You've seen the record. The records are just fan-fucking-tastic.
Yeah, I'm not a vinyl guy in the least, but their stuff is vinyl that I would buy for, like, my favorite movies, and I would 100% frame them and hang them. They're beautiful.
Awesome. I got the Evil Dead 2 soundtrack for another one of our pals. But anyway, it's an honor to be working with them because they do a subscription service where monthly you'll get either the record of the month or whatever it is, and they'll tell you this is what this is for the course of the year. And one of the things is an original blend from Dead Sled Coffee in bags by one of their famous artists. So if you can just go let them get all the press there, go to them, go to Waxworks, check it out. But the bags for them are, if you're a horror fan, those guys do all that stuff better than anybody in the business. It is so good. So good. I don't know if you saw the bag that they're doing for their Waxwork blend. Did you see it, Mike?
No, not yet.
Yeah, well, I'll have to send that over to you because I just saw the proofs, and I've been talking to them because they're ready to roll with that. It's going to roll out with their subscription. I guess their coffee month is coming. That's one of the things that they said you were going to get, and you are surely going to get. We are going to roast it and package it all up for those guys. Those guys are great to work with, and I'm kind of hoping – I'm trying to plan another trip somewhere in the next year down to New Orleans. I'd love to get back down there. And if I do, I'll try to step by the headquarters. I would love to go by the Waxwork headquarters and just pop my head in and say, yo, Yak is here. What's happening?
Yeah, I mean, in regards to what they do, I mean, they're the best in the biz. They're the best.
I remember the first time I saw them, they had the Thing, John Carpenter's The Thing soundtrack. And it was almost like the thing that when the guy ripped in half, and I can't even describe it, but I'm looking at this, the way the record opened. I'm like, dude, this is ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy.
If you're a horror fan, you got to check it out. So go to Waxwork. Just go to Waxwork Records. I think it's waxworkrecords.com. But dude, they're fantastic. So check them out. Check Fright Rags out. We're giving shout outs left and right. Speaking of records, Slipknot came in, debuted Billboard number one. Corey Taylor all day.
Yeah, I mean, they were in the Billboard 200, and they were number one last week. I mean, it was
good.
I love to see things like that, especially with all the trash that's out there. You know?
So much trash. So much autotune with all that it's like, go away. It's yeah. I live up here in I live in Hoboken, New Jersey, for anybody that doesn't know, and I'm in the North Jersey area, and it was a disaster Monday. This is in the pros and cons of moving to where we are, Mike. This is a con. So they had the MTV Video Awards 5 miles from me at the Prudential Center.
Right.
And they the train delays because of all the knuckleheads from all over that had to go see this crap. It's just a fail. I had to go to the doctor, and I was like, what is happening here? Why is there so many people? And I forgot it was the VMAs, and it was just a sea of people and just knucklehead people. And I can't. And I'm just like, where's Slipknot? Number one. Are they on the VMAs? I don't think so.
No. But that's it, man. Corey Taylor, the rest of the band. I've been a Slipknot fan since the 90s. I remember seeing them on the second stage at Ozfest. That was the first time that I've ever heard of Slipknot. They weren't even a headline act yet. They were playing on the second stage. It was awesome.
They got new masks now, I heard, right?
Yeah, they do it every time now, I think. I want to say that they get new masks every time that they decide to tour or do a new album. Because they don't do one very often now, because Corey does, he'll do Stone Sour. He'll do a new album with them. Tour for a while.
Yeah, he flip flops back and forth.
And then he goes back, and he drops Slipknot. And then he goes back to Slipknot, drops Stone Sour, and does it that way. He's great. He's super talented.
Yep, super talented dude. Good dude. He likes Dead Sled. That's a win.
Yeah, huge win.
So you, I'm assuming you didn't watch the VMAs.
I didn't even know that they were on.
Well, the only reason I knew is because of the traffic delays.
Yeah, no, that's a no for me. Look, man, to each their own. I get it. There's a lot of things that I like that people probably don't like. But the VMAs themselves, that's just not my cup of tea anymore, man. It used to be. 99.9% of the music I'm sure that won awards I do not listen to. So I could care less if they win awards or not. I honestly didn't even know that the VMA still happened.
I won't tell you how I knew, because then I'll just be like, I'll just be shredded by Mike Day. I'll tell you off air.
Okay.
Besides, I knew they were happening beforehand, and then I forgot. And then the day of, and all the train delays, I'm like, oh, today's the VMAs, isn't it? Ugh. I felt more bad for the commuters, because they were telling people you expect 2 or 3 hour delays.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, that's a no. You're right, that's a no for me. All right, real quick before we wrap up, shout out to some of our friends. Check out Josh Coburn. Check out his book. He re-released the book.
He did. He re-released it. So go check out Josh Coburn. Check out our pals at Death Comes Lifting too. They're always
next. Yep.
Yeah, they're always shouting us out. Great guys, man. Zach,
you were rocking that shirt, dude.
Yeah.
I need to get a shirt.
I love that shirt.
They got those shirts in 2X.
I'm sure they do.
I'll fire that up. I'll have to fire the website and get that shirt sent over to me.
Yeah.
They have a couple other shirts they just have too, right?
They have some great shirts. They freaking have a tank top that I still haven't gotten that I freaking want to get too, but they have some awesome shirts, man. Lift Weights, Drink Blood.
Ugh. What is that? Deathcomeslifting.com?
Yes, sir.
All right, so I'll check that. Check them out too. Check out all of our pals. Who are we missing? Anybody? And when are we getting Gringo Face on here? He was going to come on, not come on. What's happening? Well, hopefully we'll get him on the show. He did some art for us and a sticker that we did that kick ass, the little Reaper on it.
If you've gotten a order from us and you've gotten a little coaster that says "Good Morning" on it, MOURNING, that design is from our pal Gringo Face.
Yeah,
just to give you a little idea.
Yeah, we'll have to get him on. And, we're going to get some guests on here. Just if you want to talk to us, just go online. You can hit us up at Dead Sled Coffee. You can hit me up at Sir Kayak, and you can hit Mike up
It's just my name, MikeEthorWart.
There you go. You can hit him up. And once again, thank you for all the people that came by and talked to us on Saturday. You know, talked to Mike. It was just Mike's first outing. So many people came by in the course of like 8 hours that we were there in Jersey City. And I had a great time. I thought the parade was great. I thought the people were great. You know, and it was a lot of fun. So thank you if you came out. And if you saw us and liked our Facebook page, our Instagram if you saw us at Oddities or in Los Angeles, just, you know, or just online. Mike does a great job with the social media and putting us out there. And we're trying to build a community. We're a community of kick-ass people of rock and roll and lovers of great coffee. So if you're part of us, thank you. We love you guys. What's the code?
Put me on the spot, huh? Well, since we talked about Pride, what we did for people there was, if you got something there and you went online, we told them that the word Pride, the code word Pride, gave you free shipping.
Yeah.
So we're going to go ahead and extend that through the first week of September. And if you're listening to this podcast, it will post. Today is August 28th, 2019. So you'll be listening to this on August 29th, 2019. So if you're listening to this, use the code word Pride and you'll get free shipping.
There you go. So thank you for listening. We'll be back soon. Check out our blog. Just check out our site, deadslidecoffee.com. Till next time, I'm Mike W.
And I'm Mike T.
Peace.